Okay. So I'll be honest. I took a mitzvah from my parsha, from Pinchas, but it's a mitzvah that applies, every day across the board. It's the mitzvah of Karbanos Tumidim. But then I decided to connect it to Shivasa Batamos for reasons that, everybody here can guess. And we're literally Erev Shivasa Batamos, although the fast is pushed off till Sunday. So let's start there and then move it back to the mitzvah of Tumidim, which I don't know if everybody will be as excited about it as I am, but I think there's an incredible amount of lamdos and ideas that are buried in the mitzvos of the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. But first, the obvious connection that everybody here already knows to Shivasar Batamos, the Mishnah, the first source on the page, the Mishnah in Tainis in the fourth parak says, five things happened on Shivasar Batamos that we fast for, and five things happened on Tisha B'Av. We'll focus today just on the Shivasar Batamos ones. Says the Mishnah, B'Shivasar Batamos Nishtabru Haluchos. Okay, that's first. It stands on its own, right? Moshe Rabbeinu came down. We all know the dates, right? If Moshe went up on the day after Shavuos, the day after Matan Torah, so that's the seventh day of Sivan. 30 days later is the seventh day of Tammuz. 40 days later, when he came down, more or less not on time, is Shivasar Batamos. Okay, so the mission says on that date, on Shivasar Batamos, tomorrow, we sinned with Chet HaEgel, and Moshe smashed the Luchos. Okay, then the one we want to focus on, Ubatel HaTamid. On Shivasar Batamos, the Karbanos Tamid, the Tamid Shel Shachar, was discontinued. Okay, there's an Agadata about how during the siege of Jerusalem, they used to send down every day like a basket with money and some bavliim. I assume they weren't Romans. Put a sheep in it, and that's what they shechted. And then one day they put a pig in it, or the Romans put a pig in it. Anyway, the Mishnah says that on Shivasar Batamos, they stopped bringing the Karban HaTamid. Now, interestingly, the Gemara asks, how do you know? And the Gemara says, Gemara, meaning we have a Kabbalah. Everybody knows that it was Shivasar Batamos, the Rambam says, of Churban Bayis Rishon, not by Sheni, but Bayis Rishon. But there's no evidence any place other than the fact that apparently everybody remembered that the first day that we did not bring the Karban HaTamid was Shivasar Batamos. Okay, then the one that we know best, number three, Vahuv Kahair, right? The siege, they broke through the walls into the city of Yerushalayim. That, by the way, Lechol Hadeos is only Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, makes clear that they broke through the walls on the ninth of Teves. It's only on the 17th of Teves that they broke through the second time, and they were Koveya Shivasar Batamos as the day for the fast, presumably because the second one is still with us. Okay, number four, Visaraf Apostumos Esatora, something we don't know that much about, but one of the Roman leaders, Apostumos, literally, defiled, burnt a Sefer Torah in the Heichal, Vehamid Selam Beheichal, and he also established an idol in the Heichal. So, nothing could be more disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing could be more depressing to us than the burning of a Sefer Torah, than the placing of an idol in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The one that doesn't seem to fit exactly is Batel HaTamid. Batel HaTamid seems pretty minor in this list of tragedies, at least to me. Okay, there was a karban, and we didn't bring it. Is that really, as devastating as breaking the luchos? Is that as devastating as breaking through the walls of this, etc.? Okay, I want to come back to that. It may not be the greatest question in the world, but I think there's a lot behind the Tamid, and there's a lot for us to learn about our role in the Beis HaMikdash via the Karbanos HaTamid. Okay, with that as the introduction, let's actually turn to the mitzvah of the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. These are found in psukim that most of us know by heart. These are the psukim that are laying the most of any part of the Torah, mostly because they're laying on Rosh Chodesh, right? The laying of Rosh Chodesh really is just, it's the Tamid Shel Shachar, which, you know, we would lane every day, except it would require us laning every day. So we don't. Then it's the Musaf of Shabbos, which again, in theory, we would lane every Shabbos, except then we would never have a Maftir or Haftorah, because it would always be the Maftir and Haftorah for Shabbos. But we do lane all of those things on Rosh Chodesh, because we have to get to four Aliyahs, so we need more Psukim. So we lane it all. Here it is. Vayidav Hashem al Moshe Limor, second source. Savet b'nei Yisrael v'amarto aleihem et karboni lachmi li'ishai reach nichochi tishmeru lahakriv li b'moado. B'nei Yisrael are commanded to bring the karbonot in their appropriate times. V'amarto lahem, which karbon are we referring to? Says the Torah, v'amarto lahem zeha ishe asher takrivu l'Hashem. This is what you have to bring to Hashem as a karbon. Kivasim sheep, b'nei shana tamimim, up to a year old, shinayim layom ola tamid. Two a day for a karbon tamid. Then Pasuk Daled gives us details. Es hakeves echad ta'aseh baboker, ve'es hakeves hasheni ta'aseh ben harbaim. One you bring in the morning, one you bring in the afternoon. And then again, Pasuk Ches, ve'es hakeves, so then it describes the Tamid Shel Shachar. Then, when you get all the way to Pasuk Ches, Ve'sakeves Hasheni Ta'aseh Ben Ha'arbayim, then you have to bring another carbon in the afternoon. Okay, two things to point out. The one we're going to spend the most time on is a major Machlokas HaRishonim in the Taryag Mitzvos, and that is, how many mitzvos is this? We are commanded to bring a carbon in the morning. We are commanded to bring a carbon in the afternoon. Is that one mitzvah or two? So it's possible to find support for either shita and the psukim, right? When the Torah says in the third line, shnayim layom ola tamid, I think that supports the shita that says it's one mitzvah with two parts. We're supposed to bring a tamid every day. One half of that mitzvah is in the morning. One half of that mitzvah is in the afternoon. Now we'll see that's problematic because the din is you can bring one without the other. Right? If for whatever reason you're unable to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, you can still bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim and the reverse. Similar to the din with respect to Kriyat Shema, which we'll see in a little bit. Right, Kriyat Shema has the same discussion and the same machlokes. You have a mitzvah to read Shema in the morning and Shema in the evening. B'shach b'cha uvukumecha. Major machlokes, is that one mitzvah or two? So the din is, if God forbid you didn't say Shema in the morning, of course you could say Shema at night. Nevertheless, the Rambam still thinks it's only one mitzvah, and we'll have to discuss that. Okay, but Pasuk Dalet seems to support the other view. Es hakeves echad ta'aseh baboker, one carbon is brought in the morning. Ve'es hakeves hasheni ta'aseh ben harbaim, and one carbon is brought in the afternoon. That seems to support the view that there's two separate mitzvos, two separate requirements. After bringing a carbon in the morning, after bringing a carbon in the afternoon, they both have the same name. They're both called a carbon tamid, but they're two separate mitzvos. Okay, one other thing that we'll come back to note in the psukim is that it says Tzavet b'nei Yisrael. When we ask ourselves, who's chayav to bring the karban atamid? So I think most of us would say, well, it's a karban. Karbanos are brought by Kohanim, not by us, not by regular Yisraelim. On the other hand, the Torah knows how to say, you know, Tzavet aharon ve'et banav lemor. And here it says, Tzavet b'nei Yisrael, which leads us, at least in theory, to start thinking, hey, maybe somehow the mitzvah is on all of us and not just on Kohanim. Now, we non-Kohanim can't bring the Karban, but so what? It could be that we have a portion of the mitzvah, even if we can't bring the Karban. Okay, all those are the issues we want to deal with. Let's start with the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, source number 3, Mitzvat Aseh Lamites, says as follows. V'hamitzvah Halamites, he shetzivanu lehakriv b'mikdash shnei kivasim b'chol yom. Ve'elu nikra'in timidin. Okay, couldn't be any clearer. For the Rambam, there is one mitzvah. That mitzvah is to bring 2 karbonos every day, one in the morning and not one in the afternoon. And that one mitzvah is called the mitzvah's karbonos timidin. V'hu amaro yitale, the Rambam says that's what the pasuk says. Shinaim layom ola tamid. Right, the same thing we bolded on top in source number 2. Shnayim layom ola tamid. The Rambam says it's one mitzvah to bring 2 karbonot ola. Ukvar hitba'er seder hakravatam u'ma'asehem b'sheni miyuma u'b'meseches tamid. Okay, the Rambam says if you want to find all the halachos, you look in the second parak of Yuma and in Tamid. The Rambam's position is very, very clear. It's one mitzvah. Now, we have plenty of questions to ask on the Rambam. How could 2 separate acts, particularly 2 separate acts that are not ma'akev, one is not ma'akev the other, why would they be one mitzvah? What's the classic example? The classic example is dalid minim. The Torah tells me to take a lulav and esrog, hadasim and arabos. So I might think, hey, those are 4 different mitzvahs. But the answer is no, they're one mitzvah. How do I know they're one mitzvah? Because if I'm missing any one of the dalid minim, there's no mitzvah, right? It doesn't do me any good to take a lulav with an esrog and aravos without hadasim. That's not the mitzvah. So when one is ma'akev the other, it's clear that you're talking about one mitzvah, right? That's why the Rambam thinks tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are 2 separate mitzvahs. Because if for whatever reason you can't put on one, you can still put on the other and you get a full mitzvah for it. Okay, so the Rambam Shita is clear, although it's problematic. The Rambam repeats his Shita in source number 4 in the very first halacha of Hilchos Tmidim U'Musafin, where the Rambam says, Mitzvat Aseh Lahakriv Shnei Kvasim Olot B'chol Yom V'heim HaNikraim Tmidin. There's a mitzvah asay to bring 2 karbonos, 2 olos every day. And those 2 together constitute the mitzvah of tmidim. Okay? So the Rambam Shita is clear. The 2 karbonos together become one mitzvah of the one mitzvah called tmidim. Okay. Now, what about the fact that the Rambam seems to be wrong? What about the fact that the general rule is if 2 acts are separate and are not ma'akev each other, they're counted as 2 separate mitzvahs? So the Rambam deals with this, as we've mentioned before. The Rambam has 14 shorashim, 14 principles that he uses. These are the rules that he uses to determine whether something gets counted in the Taryag mitzvahs or not. And source number 5 has shoresh yud gimel. The Rambam says, this is very, very famous stuff, Ashosh Ashlosha Asar, ki ha-mitzvot lo yitrabe misparam b'mispar ha-yomim shetitchaye bohem ha-mitzvah hahi. Says the Rambam, the fact that you do a mitzvah more than once doesn't turn it into more than one mitzvah. Min ha-mevuar. Now, all the Achronim quote this as the answer to our question on the Rambam with respect to Karbonos Tmidim. Why do you only count the 2 Tmidim, morning and afternoon, as one mitzvah? The answer is because the Rambam says here, the fact that you do something more than once doesn't make it more than one mitzvah in the Taryag. Now he explains. Min ha-mavuar. Ki yesh sham mitzvot mitchayvot b'shiur echad mizman yadua. There are mitzvos that are obligated to be done in a particular time. Upe'amim yihyeh hashiur hahu midubak v'hu sheyitchayev ma'aseh ha-mitzvah hahi b'yom achar yom. Sometimes, he says, you know, the time frame for a mitzvah involves a number of consecutive days. What's an example of that? Kigon hasuka v'halulav. Right, the Rambam says, we have a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah for 7 days. We have a mitzvah to take dalad minim for 7 consecutive days. The Rambam is really saying, wait, do you think then that that makes it 7 separate mitzvos? Of course not. So the Rambam says the fact that you do an act more than once doesn't make it more than one mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvos. Okay, upe'amim yihyeh hachiyuv bi'amim yiduim kimo hakarbanot. And sometimes the obligation on multiple days is related to something like karbanot. Kmo she'nemar al derech mashal, musaf rosh chodesh, shehi mitzvah achat, v'hi hatzivui she'tzivanu she'nakriv karban musaf, kishetitchadesh halevana. We know that there's a special karban that has to be brought on rosh chodesh. V'im yomar omar lo mazel lo yimne musaf kol chodesh v'chodesh mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And if you want to ask me, wait, there should be 12 separate mitzvos, right? There's a mitzvah to bring a karban musaf on Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, etc. So why isn't that 12 mitzvos? Nishiveu says the Rambam will answer. Im hayaze min kain. The Rambam says, well, if you're going to count multiple musafs of Rosh Chodesh as multiple mitzvos, then why don't you count each day's tamid as a separate mitzvah, which obviously would add 365 mitzvos to the Tayag mitzvos. Similarly, he says, v'aktores haktores b'chol yom imos hashanah mitzvah b'fnei atzma. You have to do the Ketores every day. That's 365. Ahatavas haneros hatmidios b'chol yom. And you have to light the menorah every day. The Rambam says it's obviously not the case. Va'achar shelo timna ela ha'inyan ha'mitzvah bo hitchayev be'eze zman shehitchayev. Says the Rambam, if there is a mitzvah that applies across different times, but it's the same mitzvah, lo timna rosh musaf rosh chodesh zulat mitzvah achat. You're not going to count bringing the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh multiple times. It is the same mitzvah. It just happens to be that it's done on different dates. It's done every Rosh Chodesh, but it's the same mitzvah. Now, and Achronim all point to the language I bolded to say that's the Rambam's answer to our question. Why does he count the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim as one mitzvah? He says, because the Ram here says, imaya zekein, menei gam kein tamid kol yom mitzvah bifnei atzma. But I have to tell you, not for me to say, but it seems wrong. What the Rambam means here is that I don't count every day's tamid as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam is not saying here that I don't count the morning and the afternoon as separate mitzvahs. He's saying, I don't count different days as separate mitzvahs. So all the Achronim will quote this to say, don't ask a question on the Rambam, why he counts the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim as one mitzvah. Because he answers it in Shoresh Yud Gimel by saying, I don't count multiple days as individual mitzvahs. But again, we're not talking multiple days.
Ellie, I don't understand. Help me understand what that means. Like, individual days, like a year or a lifetime.
Again, you know, the example the Rambam gives is that every Rosh Chodesh you have to bring Karban Musaf. So you might argue that every Rosh Chodesh is a different mitzvah. The Rambam says, no, my rules are every time you bring a Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, it's the same mitzvah and I count it only once. Okay, so the Achronim want to say, that's the explanation for why the Rambam counts Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim as only one mitzvah. Because the fact that you do a mitzvah more than once doesn't make it a multiple mitzvahs for the Rambam. But my point is, that's true about multiple days. That's not necessarily true within the same day. But here the Rambam kind of answers it anyway. The Rambam says if it's the same idea done multiple times, I'm only going to count it once. So presumably, the Rambam thinks that the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim share a theme, share a purpose. Therefore, he's only going to count them once, despite the fact that they're not ma'akev, one is not ma'akev the other, or say it a different way, despite the fact that I have no doubt, if you brought the Tamid Shel Shachar, you got a mitzvah. You don't have to wait until you also bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. If you say Shema in the morning, you got a mitzvah del reis of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. If you say Shema again at night, you got the same mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, but they're independent. They may share a theme, but they're independent. It may be easier to understand the Rambam if we move on to the Ramban who disagrees with him. The Ramban in source...
Ellie?
Question? Yes?
Yeah. How does this, or does this connect to when you say a bracha for a mitzvah? Is that a totally on a different track?
Yes. There's again, when you do, you can be mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha, right? Midrabanan, we make brachas and they're a lovely thing. But there's no question that you could do the mitzvah without it. But the best example of what you're, of why I think it's not a fair point is the Rambam counts two separate mitzvahs, Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Rambam thinks you make only one bracha. Okay, in most circumstances, you make laniach tefillin and it covers both. How could one bracha cover two mitzvahs? The answer is that our theory under which you can match up brachos and mitzvahs is wrong. Right? You know, on Purim, we say Al Mikra Megillah and we say Sha'asa Nisim. Does that mean it's two brachos? No. Brachos and the Maisa Mitzvah have a complicated relationship.
No, because okay? I was thinking of Sfira Sa'omer.
Okay, so there, you know, a lot of people discuss that, right? Is it, why do I think it's 49 separate mitzvahs? Because every day I make a bracha. Okay,
that's what I'm, that was what, that's what I'm thinking. And according to his theory, it's one.
Well, I don't know that I can, I'm not saying the same thing for the Rambam in Sfira Sa'omer. We have to, that's a separate point. I understand what you're saying. If you share a theme,
right,
then it's one bracha. I don't know that the Rambam would say that about Sfira Sa'omer, but let's leave that for now.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to the Ramban because it might be easier to contrast him with the Rambam and to sort this out. The Ramban in his Hasagos in source number 6 says, Ushnei Tmidim, right, Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, Ukitoret Boker Va'erev, and the Kitoret that you bring morning and night, Ukriyashma, which we say morning and night, Nimnim Shtayim Shtayim, says the Ramban, each of those is two separate mitzvahs. Kriyashma Shel Shachar, Kriyashma Shel Arvis, they're two separate mitzvahs. Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, two separate mitzvahs. Why? Two reasons. Shehein mitzvot einan ma'akvot zo et zo. Right? Each one of those exists independent of its twin. You can say Shema at night even though you didn't say Shema in the morning. You can say Shema in the morning even though you didn't say Shema at night. You could bring the Tamid Shel Shachar at night even though you didn't bring it in the morning, and the reverse. So one, they're not ma'akev ze et ze. Second, uzmana shelazo. Lozmano Shelzo. The Ramban says there are two rules to determine whether mitzvahs are twinned or whether they're separate mitzvahs. One, they're not ma'akev ze'ezeh. Second, they can only be done at different times. You can't do the two of them at the same time. Says the Ramban, if that's the case, it's obvious that Tamid Shel Shachar is one mitzvah and Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim is another. Of course, they're connected thematically, but they're counted as two because they're not ma'akev. One is not ma'akev the other, and they're done at separate times. Okay. The Ramban doubles down on his shita that the Tmidim are two separate mitzvos in a different place in the Hasagos, in source number 7. Here the Ramban says, there's a mitzvah, shenitztavinu lehakriv kol ha karbonot haba'im b'nedava o b'chova b'in shne. Oh, I'm so sorry. That was the Ramban. There's now another point that we have to discuss. There's another mitzvah related to the Tmidim, which the Rambam does not count, but which the Ramban does count. Okay, now we'll read this one. The Ramban says, there is a mitzvah that the Rambam forgot, right? This is a section that's called Shichchat HaAsin. The Ramban, when he disagreed, again, the Ramban did not write his own Sefer HaMitzvos. He just wrote commentary and notes on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. So each time the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam and says the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah, but it shouldn't be counted. So you ask yourself, well, how does the Ramban get to 613 if he doesn't count this mitzvah? So the Ramban does not ever say, I'm not counting this mitzvah. In its place, I'm counting this mitzvah. But at the end of the Sefer HaMitzvos, he has a section cleverly titled Mitzvot Sheshechachan Harav. This is a list of the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot. Obviously, the Rambam didn't forget. He thought they weren't counted. But here's number Yud Aleph. I think there's 15 or 16 of them, says the Ramban. Mitzvah Yud Aleph, Shenitztavinu lehakriv kol ha-karbonot haba'im b'nidava o b'chova bein shnei atmidim. Interesting halacha. Everybody agrees to this halacha, so does the Rambam. The only chance you have to bring karbonot in the Beit HaMikdash is after the Tamid Shel Shachar and before the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. Said another way, this is called the mitzvah of Hashlama, Alea Hashleim, that the business day of the Beit HaMikdash opens only after you bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the business day of the Beit HaMikdash in the Mizbeach at least closes when you bring the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. So you can't bring a carbon. Lo kodem Tamid Shel Shachar, v'lo achar Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. V'hu amaro yitbarach, v'arach alea ha'ola, v'hiktir alea chelvei ashlamim. First, you are orech the ola, you lay out the ola on the Mizbeach, then you burn chelvei ashlamim. What's the drasha chelvei hashlamim? Says the Gemara, hashlamim, aleha hashleim kol har karbonot kulam. That all the karbonot can only be brought as a hashlama to the tamid shel shachar. Yirtzeh lomar, says Rabban, in other words, shemisha'a sheyisader hakohen hamaharechet, from the time the kohen sets up the mizbeach, first you have to burn, light the logs, light the wood on the Mizbeach. After that, you put the ola there. How you do shehi ola taboker, ve'aleha yaktir v'yashlim kol ha-karbonot, lo al ha-tamid ha-bo ba'erev v'zohi mitzvat asei. Says the Ramban, the way the Mizbeach works is, first you bring the Tamid, only afterwards can you bring all other Karbanot, and the second you bring the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim, the business day of the Beit HaMikdash is closed. Which is why, even though you can bring the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim at 6.5 hours, and even though we normally hold Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvos, in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't burn the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim until 9.5 hours. Why? Because if a guy schlepped from a lot with his sheep, and you know, and he gets there at 2 p.m, he doesn't want to be told, you know, that they're banker's hours in the Beit HaMikdash. He doesn't want to be told, sorry, no more karbonos today. We already brought the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim. And once we brought the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim, the business day is over. So we intentionally delay the bringing of the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim to allow a chance for more people to bring karbanot. Okay, it's a technicality within the dinim of the Beis HaMikdash, but Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim are not just karbanot. They also demarcate the business day of the Beis HaMikdash. As an aside, the only time they ever brought, it's an exception to the rule, the only time they ever brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim at 12:30 in the afternoon was Erev Pesach Shecholios Be'erev Shabbos. Because the only karban, it's for a different discussion, that's brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim is the karban Pesach, and you had to get it done in the afternoon. Every Jew had to bring it and cook it before Shabbos. So on that day, they brought the Tamid Shel Shachar early. But otherwise, it was shechted in 8.5 hours, which is 2:30, and brought on the Mizbech at 9.5 hours, which is 3:30, and that was the end of the business day of the Beis HaMikdash. So everybody asked the same question. The Rambam knows this is the halacha. The Rambam brings it as a halacha. Why doesn't the Rambam bring it as a mitzvah? The Ramban seems right. This is a standalone mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, which defines the business day of the Beis HaMikdash. Why does the Rambam not bring it as a standalone mitzvah? Okay. So now let's go back to where we started and ask ourselves, what's the real machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban? Again, the Rambam says there's one mitzvah, Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. The Ramban says there are two separate mitzvahs, one, Tamid Shel Shachar, two, Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. And there's a third mitzvah that's called Mitzvahs Hashlama that says you can only bring a karban after the Tamid Shel Shachar. You can only bring a karban before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. So first, let's look at a parallel mitzvah, just to make clear what we're talking about. Look at source number 8. This is the Rambam on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, mitzvat asay number 10 in the Taryag mitzvah. Says the Rambam, v'hamitzvah ha'asirit hi shetzivanu likro Kriyat Shema b'chol yom arvit v'shacharit. One mitzvah to say Shema morning and night. V'hu amaro yitale v'dibar tabam b'shivtecha b'veitecha v'lech chodech v'shavucha v'kumecha. Okay, and the Rambam brings a pasuk to support it. So what's the shitas HaRambam? Doesn't the Rambam know that when I say Shema in the morning, I did a Maisa HaMitzvah? Doesn't the Rambam know when I say Shema at night, I did a Maisa HaMitzvah and each one is independent of the other? The answer is, of course, the Rambam knows that. Nevertheless, the Rambam thinks there is a mitzvah to bookend your day with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. The Rambam thinks that while it's a separate act to say Shema in the morning and it's a separate act to say Shema at night, the overall theme is when I get up, I accept the kingship of God. When I go to sleep, I accept the kingship of God. My day is surrounded, as the Rambam says, Kriyat Shema b'chol yom arvid v'shacharit. B'shach b'cha uv'kumecha. It's true, b'shach b'cha is one, uv'kumecha is another. But they go together. The theme is to sandwich my day, to demarcate my day with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And that's going to be pshat in the Rambam in terms of Karbanos HaTamid. What I'm going to try to show you now, and it's not mine, is that for the Rambam, the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim are not just one mitzvah. They're much bigger and they're much more important than a karban. They have more to do with the existence and the proper function of the Beis HaMikdash than they do with regular karbanot. Let's start by looking at psukim that we all know, but we've probably never focused on before. Source number 9 is the pasuk in the third parak of Vayikra. The Torah is describing the karban hashlamim. Karban shlamim is a nidava, right? It's a voluntary offering that we bring, that we split with kohanim, and we split with kohanim and with God, and it's burned on the mizbeach. V'im says the pasuk, v'im zevach shlamim karbano. Okay, there's a karban called shlamim. Im min habakar hu makriv, if it's a bull, im zachar min kevah tamim yakriv lifnei Hashem. Okay, it has to be tamim without a mum. Now, what do you do? Pasuk hey. V'hiktiru oto b'nei Aharon ha-mizbecha al ha'ola Asher al ha'etzim, Asher al ha'esh, Ishei reach nichach l'Hashem. Now, I don't get it. The Torah is describing to us how you bring a karban shlamim. What's the reference to al ha'ola? What's a karban ola doing there? A karban ola is one karban. A karban shlamim is another. The explanation is as follows. It goes back to the point we just made. There is something about a karban ola that is necessary for there to even be a karban shlamim. A karban ola has to do with the ma'aracha of the mizbeach. What does a mizbeach require? It requires a fire. Okay, without a fire, our ideas are wrong. Nothing gets shechted on the mizbeach. The purpose of the mizbeach, the outdoor mizbeach, is to burn karbanot. So what do you need to do that? Well, you need an eish, right? You need the fire. The eish tamid to kala mizbeach lo tifbeh. In order for there to be an eish, what do you need? Al ha'etzim, right? You need wood to burn. But it turns out, in order for the mizbeach to be functional, you need it to be al ha'ola. Every karban is brought on top of the ola. Just like every karban has to be brought on top of the wood, which is on fire, every karban has to be brought on top of the ola. You put the ola there at the beginning of the day. That's what turns the mizbeach on. Without that, it looks like a mizbeach, but it's not a mizbeach. You can't bring a karban on it. And if that's not proof enough in the pasuk in Vayikra, there's another pasuk that we know in Tzav, source number 10. Here the pasuk is clear. Ve'ha'esh al ha'mizbeach tukad bo lo tichbeh. The fire on the mizbeach has to burn continuously. It cannot be extinguished. Ubier alel ha'kohen eitzim baboker. In the morning, the kohen puts eitzim, wood, branches on top, so that is what to burn. Ve'arach aleha ha'ola. Then he arranges on top of the eitzim, on top of the fire, the ola. He burns the tamid shel shachar. Vehiktir aleha chelvei ashlamim. And on top of that, he's maktir the karban shlamim. A lot of people ask. I heard it in the name of Chaim Kanievsky. It's the only piece of lumdus that I know in the name of Chaim Kanievsky. He asks, why are there different verbs? The arach alah ha'ola, you should lay out the ola, then vihiktir alah chalvei ashlamim. Then you burn on top of it the karban shlamim. He says because the arach alah ha'ola has to do with the din in the mizbeach. The mizbeach to function needs the ola to be laid out on top of it. Only then can you burn the shlamim. The ola's not really burned. I mean, functionally it is. It's put on the fire, so it's burned. But that's not really what's happening. What's happening is the ola is part of the mizbeach, on top of which you can burn other karbanot. So if you go back to the Rambam and you say, why does the Rambam see tamid shel shachar and tamid shel bein ha'arbayim as one mitzvah? The answer is, because he doesn't view them really as karbanot. He views them as the things that are necessary for the mizbeach to work. You have to put a fire, you have to put eitzim, you have to put the ola, you have to put the tamid shel shachar. Every other karban has to be burned on top of the tamid shel shachar. And the day flows from there until you bring the tamid shel bein ha'arbayim. At that point, once you put the tamid shel bein ha'arbayim on the mizbeach, you can't bring any more karbanot, because that means it's now time for the evening activities. The tamid shel bein ha'arbayim announces that the work day of the Beis HaMikdash is over, and now it's time to do the night things, to burn all the night things, but it's too late to bring a karban. So within this, it's pretty obvious that the Rambam views it as one mitzvah, because the mitzvah relates not so much to it being a karban, as much as it being the thing that allows us to bring other karbanot. Okay, now, what would really be great is if we assume, as we do, let's say this way, that the Tamid Shel Shach and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim make the Mizbeach work, they're much more important than regular karbanot, right? They're the things that make the Beis HaMikdash run. In fact, if you look in the Rambam for the halachos of the Tamid Shel Shach and Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, right? So it's in something called Tmidim U'Musafim, which I always look for in a book called Karbanot, because shouldn't that be where it is? But no, it's not there. It's in a book called Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And I think the answer in the Rambam is so obvious. This is why Briskers love Rambams, because where he puts stuff matters. It's not a Karban. It's a halacha in the Beis HaMikdash. It's Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Just like I need a Mizbeach, just like I need Kelim, I need an Aron, I need a Shulchan, I need a Menorah, I need the Tamid Shel Shach and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, otherwise the whole thing doesn't work. It's not a Karban, it's a super Karban. It's the thing that makes the Beis HaMikdash work. Now, given how important it is, it would really be great if it turned out that this isn't a mitzvah for Kohanim, it's a mitzvah for all of Bnei Yisrael, because we all want a chelek in the Beis HaMikdash. So how great is it that that's probably the case? Look back at the original sources. Look back at source number two. The Torah says in Pasuk Bet, Savet Bnei Yisrael va'amarta alehem. Now, Bnei Yisrael can't really do it because we can't go on the Mizbeach. But somehow it's our obligation to make sure this is done. I know that from the Pasuk, and if you don't believe me, I know that from the Rambam. The Rambam says, He shetzivanu lehakriv ba'mikdash. Shetzivanu is us. The Rambam knows how to say, He shetziva et hakohanim lehakriv. Similarly, in source number four, in Hilchos Tmim Musaf, the Rambam says, Mitzvat asay lehakriv shnei kvasim olot. He doesn't say, Mitzvat asay ala kohanim lehakriv shnei kvasim olot. So somehow it is our obligation. Did I put something here? Here it is. Look at source 11. I thought of this. It says the Rambam here. V'hamitzvah chavchet hishetzivanu hakohanim lehasim kitoret pa'amayim bayom al mizbech hazahav. Here the Rambam says it's a mitzvah on the kohanim. Similarly, the Rambam says shenitztavu hakohanim lehadlik et hamenorah. But here he doesn't do that. And if you don't believe me, you could believe the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch says, source number 12, Shenitztavu Yisrael sheyakrivu al yidei mishartei Hashem yiparach sheheim hakohanim. Pretty wordy. What did he just say? We are commanded to bring the karbanos to midim by way of the kohanim. Yes, it's true. We're not allowed, we Yisraelim are not allowed on the base, on the Mizbeach. But it's still our obligation. The Kohanim do it, but it's our obligation. Umikol makom, it practically says, Ikar ha'azara lebeitin. Obviously, it's Bezdin that has to make sure the Beis HaMikdash runs. Kilomar ha'chachamim morei ha'terah b'Yisrael. Ki aleihem mutalet melechat ha'tzibur. They're in charge of everything. Kimoshe d'ashu zichorom livrachava amarta aleihem azara lebeitin. And now comes the part we need, very end. He says, V'noheget mitzvah zo bizman abayit. Obviously, the mitzvah of Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Ha'abayim only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash. V'hi min ha-mitzvot, shehein mutalot al ha-tzibur. Says the Chinuch, this mitzvah is a mitzvah that's an obligation on the tzibur, on all of us. Okay, what are you going to do? He says, v'yoter al ha-kohanim. You can feel the Chinuch trying to make it our mitzvah, even though practically speaking, the Kohanim do it. V'im shema chas v'shalom yitrash luba. If God forbid the Kohanim were negligent in not bringing it b'chol yom, bitlu asei zeh, then all of us were mevatel this mitzvah saseh. V'hashkaga nitleit al kol adat b'nei Yisrael, hayodim b'davar im yesh kach b'yadam letaken b'shum tzad. And the responsibility for this aveira, for this failure, applies to all of us, any Ben Yisrael who could have done something to help and didn't. Okay, now, that's great. But even greater is the fact that the halacha requires non-Kohanim to take an active role in this mitzvah. Now, how's that possible? They're not allowed to bring the karban. So the answer is as follows. I could have quoted this from a number of places. Here's the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, last source on the sheet. Says the Rambam, E efshar sheyihye karbano shel adam karev, v'hu eino omeid al gabav. It's not possible that somebody, that the Kohanim bring your karban without you being there. Now, if that's true for individuals, v'karbanot hatzibur hein karban shel kol Yisrael. So a karban tzibur is a karban of all of Bnei Yisrael. Tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein arbayim. E'ef shar shiyu Yisrael kulam omdim ba'azara bishat karban. But it can't be that the entire Jewish people have to go to the Beis HaMikdash every day and have to stand in the azara while the tamid shel shachar is being brought. Lefikach, therefore, says the Rambam, tiknu nevi'im arishonim sheyivareru miYisrael ksheirim. We're supposed to choose representatives of Klal Yisrael, people who fear sin, good people. And they stand there as our representatives. They're called Anshei Ma'amad. When you ever hear the phrase Ma'amadot, it means groups of representatives of Klal Yisrael who stand and watch the Karbanot, v'chalku otam chaf dalad ma'amadot kimigyan mishmarot kuhunav uluvia, and they split them into 24 different groups the way they split the Levim, I'm sorry, they split the Kohanim into 24 mishmarot. So it turns out not only is the mitzvah of Karbanos Tamidim a mitzvah that applies to all of Bnei Yisrael, not just Kohanim, it actually applies, we actually have representatives who either go to the Beis HaMikdash or go to shul in the towns that they live in and lane and daven as our representatives so that the rest of us can go to work. But as our representatives to make the Karbanos Tamidim be representative of all of Klal Yisrael and not just the Kohanim. Of course, now we understand not only why the Rambam counts Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim as one mitzvah, because again, it's not a karban, it's what makes the Beis HaMikdash work. We now understand why the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Aleh HaShleim as a separate mitzvah. The Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah because there are karbanos that are called the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim that are two separate karbanos. And by the way, there is another mitzvah that says you can only bring karbanos after the Tamid Shel Shachar and before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. But for the Rambam, it's all one idea. There's one mitzvah of Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. Why are they one mitzvah? Because they represent the opening and closing of the Beis HaMikdash. Because they represent what's necessary for the Mizbeach to work. They're not so much karbanos as they are enablers of how the Mizbeach works. All of this then, assuming it's true, and I believe that it is, takes us back to where we started. It's possible to say, okay, a bad thing happened on Shivas Arba Tammuz, the Tmidim stopped working, right? We ran out of sheep and we couldn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. And you think to yourself, okay, that's such a tragedy. It's just one karban. But the answer is no, it's not one karban. It's the karban. Without a Tamid Shel Shachar, you couldn't bring any other karbanot. On that day, on Shivas Arba Tammuz, when we were unable to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, effectively, the Beis HaMikdash shut down. It wasn't possible to do anything else because these aren't just karbanot. They are the enablers of the Beis HaMikdash to work. And so again, I tried to figure this out. I don't know. There are two possible Shivasar B'Tammuz is that we stop bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar. To be clear, the Rambam says we stop bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar during Bais Rishon. So again, the siege started on Asar B'Teves, but not Asar B'Teves, that's 8 months before Tisha B'Av. It was a year and 8 months before. So I asked a bunch of people today, none of whom knew for sure, but all of whom assumed that the day on which we stopped bringing Tamidim was probably 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av. It was the Shivasar B'Tammuz, you know, right before the beginning of the 3 weeks. Now in Bais Rishon, just remember, in Bais Rishon, the walls weren't breached on Shivasar B'Tammuz. They were breached on the 9th of Tammuz. So what it means is, from the 9th till the 17th, we somehow found a way to still get sheep, despite the fact that literally a war was going on. It was hand-to-hand combat, you know, 100 meters away from the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't matter. But on Shivasar B'Tammuz, we were unable to get a sheep. And that was basically the end of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash, and this is a bigger point now on the eve of Shivasar B'Tammuz, the Beis HaMikdash is not a building, right? On some level it is. But the Beis HaMikdash is a partnership that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do certain things, and those things allow the Shekhinah to be Shorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's true, on Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash was physically destroyed. But the sense I get now is that on Shivasar B'Tammuz, it was over. On Shivasar B'Tammuz, anybody who was there realized that we're out of business. The Beis HaMikdash is no longer functioning because the Karbanos HaTamid won his batel. And so maybe there were some minor things that we could do. But essentially, the Beis HaMikdash exists so that the Tamid Shel Shachar is brought in the morning and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim is brought at night or in the afternoon. And once that stopped, the Beis HaMikdash is finished. And so when we ask ourselves, what's the big deal? We fast on Shivasar B'Tammuz just because we stopped bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim? The answer is yes, because those aren't just karbanos. How do I know that? Because the Rambam counts them as one mitzvah, because the Rambam sees them, you know, as the enablers of the Beis HaMikdash to work. And once we didn't have them, the Beis HaMikdash stopped working. And my assumption is, I'm making this up, my assumption is emotionally, if you're in the Beis HaMikdash and Shivasar B'Tammuz 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av, assuming that was the date, you knew it was over, right? You had a feeling that the die was cast. We can no longer bring karbanos. We can no longer run the Beis HaMikdash as it is. We'll defend it. We'll fight it. We'll sacrifice our lives for it. But basically on Shivasar B'Tammuz, they knew that it was over. And the tragedy of Shivasar B'Tammuz is not simply that it was going to lead 3 weeks later to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The tragedy of Shivasar B'Tammuz was that on that day, effectively, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The external, the building still stood, but what the engine, the motor that drove the building stopped, and therefore we fast on that day. All right, that's what I got. Everybody have a good fast, a meaningful fast.
Thank you.
Great Shabbos.
Thank you.
We'll see each other next week.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ellie.
Have a good Shabbos. Thank you very much. Have an easy fast.
Thank you. You too.